This is a podcast from Real Life Sango in Clarksville, Tennessee. Thank you for being a part of our growing online community. We hope that you'll soon be able to join us on a Sunday morning, but in the meantime, you can text prayer request by texting the word prayer to 931-378-6778. And you can make a financial investment by texting any amount to 84321 or going to reallifesango.com/give. Now, enjoy the podcast.
Growing up, I was raised in church. We left Keesler Air Force Base in Biloxi when I was two so that Dad could attend seminary in New Orleans. When we moved back to North Carolina, my dad was a bivocational pastor. Sometimes he wouldn't have a church he was assigned to, so we would attend a church in Wilmington. It was there when I was 7 years old that I became a follower of Jesus. One night while listening to the Bible being preached, I felt God's Spirit drawing me to him. And I said, God, thank you for loving me. I want to follow you. The bivocational life really took a toll on us as a family. The County Baptist Association would always place Dad in a church that was relatively small, and there had always been a fracture or a scandal or underlying rift existing when we arrived. I could feel the pressure my folks were always under, both in their relationship and within the church. But despite some bumps along the way, multiple marital separations, hospitalizations for mental illness for my mother, God always brought us through. We moved to Tennessee right on the cusp of my 13th birthday and immediately joined a church in rural Murray County. My dad had a good job and no longer felt called to pastor. The church really didn't have that involved of a youth program, but from time to time we would take trips or retreats. On one of these trips, I was sexually assaulted by the youth group leader. I remember the guilt and the shame I felt for allowing myself to be in that situation. As time went on, the shame grew into sheer anger towards the Lord, instead of turning to professionals for help, and I wondered how he could let this happen to me. I kept up a good facade about being a relatively good teenager. Time went on, and I gradually drifted away from the church once I was out on my own. Again, rather than seek help, the terrible experience on that youth trip consumed my adulthood via an undercurrent of guilt. I understood I was in the throes of full-blown alcoholism. I was full of self-loathing and was living a life of self-destruction, dead-end relationships, drug abuse, staying drunk, anything to avoid dealing with my depression and emotional problems. At my lowest point, I met my wife, Jessie, through her aunt, a former customer of mine. I believe the Lord brought us together as two people that were at a low point in their lives. As we started a family and were involved in church, I sensed the Lord working in my spirit, but frankly, I wanted to continue to get drunk. One Saturday morning, I decided to wash my boat on the back of my folks' property, and I got blackout drunk. I have no idea what I did or said, but I know it crushed those closest to me. My wife, my mother, my father, my beautiful little girl, India, saw the whole charade. I vaguely remember being half-clothed with no shoes and walking down to my parents' church down the road. I walked up to the cemetery and I cursed who I'd become, sitting up against a tombstone while trying to sober up. The next day, my dad sat me down. He told me this was the moment in my life where I had to make a choice, whether to allow God to mold me into who he wanted me to be or to let my whole world crumble. I could feel God speaking to me at that moment. I got involved with some Celebrate Recovery meetings, and with every day of sobriety, I could feel God drawing me closer to him. I remember feeling that he had never left me. It was I who had left him. I had come to that point to ask God directly to heal me. I remember saying, Lord, I tried it my way. I'm ready to surrender everything to you. As I returned to the Lord, God began the healing process. The time that I spent with strong followers of Jesus while staying sober through prayer, reading the Bible, and laying my faults and imperfections at the feet of Christ totally changed me. He improved my health, both mental and physical, dramatically. He strengthened our marriage. He afforded us a home here in Clarksville, and he led us here to Real Life. His faithfulness is evident every day. I still have struggles, like all of us, but I stand here before you, a testament to the power of the living God. If you, too, are a victim of abuse, I encourage you to recognize that the abuse was not your fault. If you are struggling with alcoholism or drug addiction, my life is a testimony that God can heal your pain. If you are not sure that God will forgive you, please call on the name of Jesus. Trust Him with all your heart. If He can change me, He can change you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. We trust that God is stirring something fresh in your heart today. We hope to see you on a Sunday very soon. Keep it real, keep it Jesus.